its current state on 90.5 WKAR. A new exhibit about to open at the Mica Gallery in Old Town is called Seeing Rectangular. It opens this weekend. It explores the durability of non-digital images by photographer and journalist Hal Gould. Jamie Paisley of Current State has more.
In the words of photographer Hal Gould, this year more photos were taken than any year in history. Last year was a record year, and next year will likely be a new record. Digital images meant for sharing, but not for hard copies. So for his new exhibit opening this weekend in Old Town Lansing's Mica Gallery, Hal Gould focused on providing long-term durability in the print and paper, which theoretically can last indefinitely. As for the captured images themselves, well, the Mica Gallery director, Katrina Daniels, looks to Hal Gould's background as both a photographer and a journalist.
So he really looks at photography a little bit different. He spent most of his years traveling, looking at photo essays, and sort of thinking about images and what story that they would tell. So he didn't really look at it as much as how will this hang in a gallery, but really what story will this tell? And he's just done a number of photo essays that are based on people, portrait work. But I love his work because it isn't just about making this person beautiful or glamorous. It's really looking at different subcultures and taking photographs of an individual or a few people and then telling a story with that.
And the new exhibit that's coming up, Seeing Rectangular, that the subjects seem to be fairly transient, or at least not frequently glimpsed upon.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you noticed that, absolutely. I mean, we're going to be looking at musicians that were traveling through the Lansing area, famous musicians such as Willie Dixon, an old blues legend, but also looking at nuns, women in strip clubs, border patrol, and even individuals, squatters who were living sort of on the Mexican border when Hal was there. So we're going to see a wide variety of images and a wide variety of stories, but this is really where Hal comes at it from, a storyteller through his photojournalist background.
And even if I remember correctly, a retirement community that's right outside of Detroit also makes a bit of an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's this wonderful image of this sort of young woman who has MTV on in the background, and then this older lady in the retirement community sort of sitting there, doesn't seem to be really understanding her surroundings. But this disjunction between the two is really fascinating. And I love that Hal goes in and he just captures these moments that say so much with this one image. And you can just imagine a whole lifetime, of information around that.
The main image that you have, currently at least, on the Mica page or the mm-hmm. Facebook page is one musician, but it's very, very close up. It's an extreme close up. Mm-hmm. But from what you're saying, there's a variety of approaches that Hal has made with these photographs.
Yeah, there's sort of looking at this from more of a landscape perspective, also close-up portraits. Hal really, like I said, is a storyteller, so he really looks at these differently. One of the reasons why we did use the Willie Dixon image is because this is actually going to coincide with the Blues Fest, which is one of our programs that we produce here. And so I really wanted to make sure that I was creating that connectivity between one of these programs that we produce and the gallery as well. So, the viewers will be able to see a variety of stories from these different essays. But for those blues fans, this is, a legend that passed through our own community.
We're speaking with Katrina Daniels of the Mica Gallery about the upcoming Seeing Rectangular exhibit of the photographer Hal Gould. And the opening night is actually coinciding with something rather recurring that happens here in Old Town. What is that event?
That is the Arts Night Out, and this is something, it's sort of a baby of mine. I've been working with the Arts Council for about 2 years to make this happen. So what happens is all of the businesses and galleries open their doors, stay open a little bit longer, bring in artists, creatives, often have refreshments available. This is free to the community. You can come out and experience Old Town, maybe go into businesses that you weren't normally able to go into, like a graphic design firm, something like that. They'll open their doors and bring artists in. We'll also see, people busking out on the streets and just really fun things like that. It's very, very vibrant. And of course, Hal will be here the whole time, so that he's such a wonderful person to speak with. And he just has so much passion, and he's just this really, really great storyteller. So he's going to be here. He's really excited about meeting all the guests and talking about his work as well.
There is, in addition, there's a lot of Michigan connections also. We talked about the retirement community that's mm-hmm. outside of Detroit, but some of the musicians, they would have more passing through connections, mm-hmm. like they were coming through and then Hal would photograph them. Could you tell us about mm-hmm. that?
Sure. So a lot of people may not realize that for a long time, East Lansing and Lansing were really bringing in some pretty substantial musical acts. And there used to be just a few small little bars where these huge names would come through. And since Hal was working here as a photojournalist, he had these opportunities, you know, to meet with these musicians and capture them. And I think it can be hard to imagine these just legendary musicians actually coming through and playing at, you know, these tiny little bars, but there was actually that was really prominent for quite a while, and so Hal captured them, and we'll be able to kind of see, see these musicians that left a mark on Lansing.
And there's also the connection to not just musicians, but of that transient type, or the not frequently seen. There's also the subjects of the upcoming Hal Gould exhibit, Seeing Rectangular. The prison population also has a bit of a focus in Hal's exhibit.
Yes, he has this one image of this man who is standing facing the camera with his hands out, and he is actually a resident of a prison, so he actually isn't there. He's in there. He's there on his own accord. It's absolutely fascinating because he is extremely dangerous, and Hal really wanted to be able to go in and sort of, you know, talk to these prisoners and get this idea of what their life is like. And apparently, this man had served his time. He legally was allowed to leave, and he just wasn't comfortable in the outside world. So he actually came back to the prison and lives there and can leave at any time. Apparently, he's a very dangerous man. Hal said he was quite nervous to be able to actually walk into this tiny little cell and photograph him. But I mean, what a story. Somebody who actually walked back into the prison and said, you know, I choose to stay here. But I love that those are the types of stories that Hal picks out, these like transient kind of populations, these subcultures that maybe we wouldn't normally talk about or have access to.
And you can see Hal and meet Hal and hear these very different stories of mm-hmm. the photographs coming up for his new exhibit coming at the MICA Gallery. Opening night is September 2nd. It runs mm-hmm. through October, the MICA Gallery in Old Town. More information about the exhibit, Seeing Rectangular, you can find online at micagallery.org. Katrina, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.